Jake, welcome back to the show.
Well, Matt, it's always a pleasure to be back here again.
Welcome new listeners to the Comixology podcast. You know, we do digital comics.
We do. And we eat raisins. I was eating raisins. I was choking them down.
It was gross. And maybe never want to eat anything ever again.
It was so delicious.
We talk about, you know, new books that have come out in the app. And then we'll do some golden oldies, older books that are, you know, we're reading again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's old is new again.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, why not? And then we read your tweets live to close out the show. Did you know that?
No way.
Yeah, we had a big Twitter deal today.
Mm-hmm. All the Twitter?
You ever heard of this Thomas Jane guy?
I heard of him.
He was the Punisher.
Saw a couple pictures of him.
You know, he's a big
on
deal.
On the internet with my safe surf search off.
He is giving out free copies of Dark Country. If you can give him your pick for your favorite cover, hashtag comic covers, hashtag classic. You know, if you're feeling it.
My favorite cover is Sweet Dreams by Marilyn Manson.
And he is at Thomas Jane on the Twitter. So you
you that's can't ignore me forever.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to read your picks for best cover. But right now, let's get into a book you read this week.
All right. Let's talk about something that's great every time it comes out. I'm so glad it comes out on time because it's just a book that is this good. I am surprised it can. Saga. Number 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Good.
Sure.
Page 1, I'm sucked right in.
I read that yesterday, and it's got to be, you know, one of the best books out, period, right now.
Yeah.
End sentence. Start a new paragraph.
Yeah. Maybe even, like, you know, put a dot, 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 just to, like, hold on to that thought of how good it is.
What's your favorite part of that book?
Gosh, I'm really loving the Will, like him as a character. Like, I like him a lot. I don't like how Hazel doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, but he's so good now and he's so awesome. But no, the girls with the legs.
Well, where did he go? The Sextillion?
Yeah, welcome to Sextillion.
This is a Safe for Work podcast. But we'll leave it at that.
It's yeah.
The Fiona Staples, her work is just astounding. Everything in that book, the colors. My favorite part was, you know, the last issue you found out that apparently he was, you know, engaged to someone else. And then, like, this is them talking it out. I love his wife in this book.
Yeah, she's feisty.
Yeah.
I really like that they're having this, like, huge cosmic drama where it's like, it feels like space opera, imaginative, sort of like heavy metal sort of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But it really it focuses on, like, real relationships. Like, people in space have similar relationships to anybody else on planet Earth.
Yeah, half the book was them just arguing about, you know, why didn't you tell me that you were engaged to someone else? And then there's a great scene with the rings.
Mm-hmm.
And then the being that is, like, following them and helping them out. The conversation she has with that little girl is hilarious.
Yeah, it's so good.
Oh, best part of the book, letters page. Did you read the letters page?
I did read the letters page. And if Brian K. Vaughn is listening right now, the best Mexican restaurant in New York City is Mexicana Mama's on 12th between Broadway and University.
Never heard of it.
You stink. Because you don't live in New York City. You commute. You commuter.
The best part of the letter, so he asked the questionnaire of the previous issue, so this is him reciting the questions and then going through the various answers that he got.
Yes.
Amazing.
So good.
Genius. Love it.
And?
Handwritten letters. He only takes handwritten letters.
Did you see the...
No.
Did you see the mention?
Yes, I did.
Of us?
About how great the book looks in HD.
It looks...
You can't say the word.
I'm going to say it. Florking.
That's not the word. I mean,
what?
It said it looks maybe florking amazing.
I'm sorry. The text was really small. I don't know what it said, actually.
Sure. Let's go into my book, which was Saga, but I guess I'll pick something else.
Yeah, pick something else.
All right, let's let's go into the Marvel world.
Oh, yeah, that's the universe. 616.
AVX Infinite. New issue just dropped.
What?
Yeah.
That's right, it did.
If you're not familiar, this is a digital comic.
Digital only,
which takes advantage of our great technology at the Comixology. You know, that guided view stuff?
Yeah, gets it drunk and then takes advantage of it.
Patent pending. So this is the one deals with Cyclops, who is now infused with the Phoenix Force.
Well, a fifth of the Phoenix Force.
The Phoenix Five.
Yes.
So this deals with him, you know, being all powerful and now dealing with the fact that he has these powers like telepathy. And there's a great scene where you're tapping through and he's just kind of standing there in Utopia and he's like, I remember back when I first started dealing with my new powers and like these words come on the screen because you can hear everyone's thoughts. And then you tap again and more words show up and you tap again and the whole screen and he's like drowning in words. Great. That was like my favorite part of the book. Love it. Technology. 101.
Yeah, it's so good. The dust effects on the blue area of the moon, my favorite parts.
Yeah, he's this is like an issue where he deals with, you know, he essentially has the powers that his dead wife had and that caused ruination. So it's a good, great issue. $1.99.
Buck.
Can't beat it with a stick.
No way. No, sir.
What else did you read this week?
Wonder Woman.
Really?
Would have been number, what is it, 11?
They're in 10 or 11.
10, 11 is 11. So, Wonder Woman, it is...
What's happening?
It's my favorite book.
Really?
It's like the best DC book.
I kind of dropped off after that one issue that I didn't like.
Which issue didn't you like?
It didn't make any sense to me. There was like all the brothers and sisters were there, and it was like a jumbled mess.
What brothers and sisters?
Wonder Woman's, her family.
What?
The gods.
Who?
What's happening there now?
So, Wonder Woman got... in couple issues back, Wonder Woman got shot with Eros's guns.
Of course.
Because he doesn't have bows and arrows anymore because they're a little archaic. He has guns. So she gets shot by Hades with it, and so she falls in love with Hades. In the last issue, she's the wedding's about to happen.
What?
And Hades doesn't believe it, thinks that she's actually she's playing him. And so she's going to be hung with her lasso of truth. And then tell him that she loves him.
What?
And so she goes to the lasso of truth, puts it around her neck, and he asks her, and she says, yes, I love you. Then she says, I love everybody. And then she jumps up and then just, fights everything in the entire, underworld. And it's amazing. It's so amazing.
I might have to hop back on the Wonder Woman train.
It is so good.
I love the book. And then
the last panel is the best.
All right, don't tell me. I'm going to download it today. I dropped off because one issue was confusing, and then...
You get confused so easily, though.
I don't even know where I am right now.
Yeah, I know.
Where am I? But another thing that I wish DC did was have recap pages.
I really wish they would. Like, the New 52 was such a great, chance for them to do that. Like, rebooting the universe.
Every publisher should do that. Yeah. Marvel does it. I love it.
Image does it now, too, in a lot of books, yeah.
Yeah. Wonder Woman aside, did I do 2 books or one?
You did 1 book.
Let's talk to my old buddy.
No, I don't want to.
Wolverine.
No, why are we talking about that?
Because I didn't have time to read a whole lot this week.
How is Wolverine these days? Like,
he's gone through a lot of trouble.
He's not really... Wolverine's not in AVX.
Correct. He's, you know, he's got his plate's full right now. In Wolverine proper, adjectiveless, he's been brainwashed. Do you remember in Wolverine Weapon X where he got, kidnapped and was in an insane asylum?
Yes.
That same villain is back and has taken over his body. So Wolverine is, you know, someone is controlling him, and then, you know, his girlfriend, remember her, that he kind of put on hold in I think Wolverine, maybe like 20 issues back. She remembers what happened when he was, taken over by the same guy. So she goes to the location thinking that, you know, maybe he's in the same trouble again. So she gets to him and frees him. Spoilers. Everyone skip ahead like a minute. What happened, this guy did, he went into his head and he found trigger words that allowed him from the Weapon X program to take control of his body. Wolverine, found out what was doing, so he changed the words around in his brain, so he kind of overcame the brainwash that was happening. Like, he healed over it. The negative is she helped him out, and she's like, what's the problem? And Wolverine's like, I'm sorry, I don't remember who you are. So him getting out of this process and this guy, you know, doing these experiments on his brain has made him forget things. So now he has blocks in his memory that he doesn't know are real or if they were implanted by this guy. So it's kind of like, it's sad that happened because I love that relationship they had, but it was almost like a logical retcon of him getting all his memories back. So now his head got messed with again and he healed over some of his memories. So now he has spots in his memory he doesn't remember now.
Oh my god! But didn't how did he get his memory back? Oh, House of M gave him
House
his
of
memory.
M gave it back.
So AVX is going to give him his memories back again.
I hope not. I love those. Now he's mysterious again.
House of Emmer.
Sexier. House of what?
Emmer.
Golden Oldie.
I hate you.
That you read this week.
So whatever I said I was going to read last week, I didn't read it. Sorry, folks. I don't. What did I even say? I forgot.
We're the worst.
I am like, I do production
let
here.
Let me get the violin out for
let
you.
Let me just tell you. I work really hard all week to put out books for you, and I was in Texas. So
no one is going to cry for you that you work at Comixology. No one wants to hear.
Shout out
feel
to
bad
Jameson
for you.
And DR for letting me stay at their place in Texas. Woo! And I saw Zeus Comics, which is awesome. So, yeah, go to Zeus Comics. Anyway,
the book you read.
Oh, yeah. So, yesterday we came out with a book called Silver Surfer. What was it called?
Parable.
Parable. There we go. Parable.
Beautiful book.
Oh, my God. It's Stan Lee and Mobius. Yes.
Finally. I've been R.I.P. waiting to get my hands on this.
Yeah. I mean, it's just... When Mobius died, I was reading about him and... I saw this and I was like, I have to read this, and I couldn't find it anywhere. And now you can find it on the Comixology.
I bought it in like 2 seconds. I just like click, click, buy.
Yep, and you can get it in trade form too now. Already
correct. Yeah, there's a collected. There's a collected. It includes edition. Something else. What is the other?
One? Another book by Stan Lee, which
sure.
is
another
kind of
Silver
insane.
Surfer book.
So in Silver Surfer Parable, we see Galactus come back to Earth. And he proclaims himself God. He says, sure. I am God. Have fun. And then, and he's like, and also you're going to go insane and kill yourselves. And so he makes, like, everybody starts fighting over whether or not he's a God. And basically it's kind of like religion tears everybody apart sort of thing. And if there was no religion, there'd be no war.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Silver Surfer is posing as a homeless man. And when he just can't take any more, and he decides to confront Galactus, and so he reveals himself. And he and Galactus are having, like, an argument while shooting rays at each other. Like, a very, like, profound argument.
Mm-hmm.
Very philosophical.
I thought this book was amazing. And
it's so
not
good.
A slight against Stan Lee, but it came out in the late 80s, and I was like, Stan Lee wrote this? Like, I couldn't believe it. I don't know why.
Yeah, it seems so much more thoughtful
mm-hmm.
than anything Stanley's ever written. But you can definitely tell Stanley wrote it because, like, every once in a while, Galactus says, but ho, what's this?
And there's exclamation points in a lot of spots, too.
Yeah, I love Stanley, though. He's so good.
I'm trying
to. He and I are buddies, you know.
There was a... Do you have it on your iPad right now?
I don't have my iPad on me.
Oh. I'm trying... There was a line that I'm 3G in this room is horrendous. The quote.
Okay.
For in truth, any man can make a difference. Silver Surfer, let me join up to your cult, buddy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, I would worship Silver Surfer.
Maybe some
like
people
do. Like a half-naked man? I would worship that.
My Golden Oldie, I got some bad news. I didn't have time to read Halcyon, as I said I was going to. So we're going to push it to the next week.
Okay.
Halcyon, so let's give everyone a chance to read. It's the What Happens in This World by Image. Great book. Buy it. Mm-hmm. All of them. It's like a 5-issue miniseries. What happens if there's no crime? What do the superheroes do at that point? What do they do?
They eat spaghetti.
You find out.
Puschetti.
Let's move into the tweets of DM.
Let's do that.
At Thomas Jane, the Twitter. He's we're bros.
Yeah,
me and TJ. Call
friends.
Yeah, follow his Instagram.
Albums, yeah.
I think that means we're friends.
What? You follow Instagram?
I have an Instagram.
You do?
At Slim on the Instagram. So what's your pick for comic cover? Hashtag.
Probably my favorite comic cover, or the one that pops up in my head first, is Secret Six, like number 12 or 13.
Really?
Like the last volume before the reboot. It's the one of Catman as a voodoo doll. It's so good.
Catman.
A lot of those covers I really loved.
I don't get Catman, I'll be honest with you.
What's not
I mean,
what's
I,
there to
I
get?
Like Batman, but I think Catman is ridiculous.
Catman was a fat guy, and then he was like, ah, hell to this. And so he goes to Africa, and he, like, finds something to fight for, but he's not a good guy. And so he, like, kills poachers. He, like, mm-hmm. joins a lion tribe and kills poachers and stuff like that.
Well, I can get down with that.
Yeah, and then, but he also has, like, his father beat him and made him, like, go hunt animals and
poor
and
Catman,
all this crazy.
Huh?
And he goes to hell at one point, and his mother is there, and he's like, and she was like the only good person, and he's like, why are you here? And she's like, this is where I wanted to be. And she sees that, he sees that his father is tied to a tree, and she turns into a lion and like devours him.
Comic covers of Doom.
So good.
I think I want to tell you mine, but I think you just get upset because you can probably guess the character.
It's Queen.
Limited series Wolverine 1-4 favorite covers ever. Don't tell Jake.
You're shut up. I hate you.
KP _ Pearl, also known as social media scientist, mm-hmm. here at Comixology. Silver Surfer Parable. The one you just read.
Get out.
Let's see. At Dale _ A. He's a good dude. Tie between Chew 27.
That's a great one. Oh, all the Chew covers are really good.
And X Factor 238 this week. You're a big X Factor guy, aren't you? Pad?
I like that X Factor cover a lot. It was cool, but I'm just trying to get in X Factor.
Ad Custom on the Twitter. Batwoman number 10 by far. Absolutely gorgeous, he says.
That's right.
You're a big Batwoman fan?
I'm a big Batwoman fan.
Do you read it now?
Yeah, I read it now. I won't talk about it.
Okay, I don't have to force you to talk about it.
Don't make me talk about it. Isn't I don't want to talk about it.
Didn't What's-Her-Face Amy Reeder leave? So is it just J.H. Williams doing art or something? What's happening there?
No, I think somebody else is doing art. But, yeah, it's a little slow-paced right now, and it's kind of driving me nuts.
Eastville Chris, no cover stands out this week, but I love any answer by Mike Mignola or those Addy Granov's Iron Man
Do you not
covers.
Like Mike Mignola?
I love Mike Mignola.
Oh, it's just the face you made when you read it. I was like, holy crap.
No, I Mike Mignola is one of my all-time favorite artists. First book I ever bought was a cover, X Factor 72, and it was a cover by Mike Mignola, and it drew me in, and the interiors were not him. And I was
this
pissed.
Is what you look like when you said it. Mike Mignola.
I need to move on right now. Let's see. Ra_ Unique. I love this cover, The Tense Claustrophobia Burn Created Here. It's a link. I should click some of these. You know, let me see if I can relay the cover to you, Jake.
Can you describe
it? Oh, yeah. Alpha Flight. It's the one. Let me just turn this to you here. Remember that one?
No.
Alpha Flight, the North Star sister,
Aurora.
She's in this, like, labyrinth of poles coming at her.
Wow. Hey, you know who should get together?
Imagine. Let's move on.
There should be Aurora and Storm comic called Aurora and Aurora. Aurora.
That was kind of funny. I don't want to laugh at it. I don't want to give you that satisfaction. Let's see. Thomas Jane agrees with Game Couch, Batwoman number 8.
Batwoman number 8. But didn't he say Batwoman number 10?
This is another person.
Okay.
You remember this one? She's on the rain, mm-hmm. on the perch like a gargoyle. Female Gargoyle. Remember that show, Gargoyles?
That was the best show ever.
It was.
I want to have a segment where we talk to one of my old friends about Gargoyles, and it would be very funny.
Mars Attacks from J2 Metal. Any comic covers that reproduce original cards? Remember those?
No.
You need to educate yourself, bro.
Cards?
Yeah.
Like playing cards?
Moving on. Thomas Jane, just _ Fran, Detective Comics 851. It gives that eerie feeling.
That's a good one.
Of major change. Wow, Nightwing, you are ripped on that cover.
It's a good one. I like
Holy
that one a lot.
Cow. That guy works out. I don't even know if I can recover from that pose.
Too sexy?
It's just, it's disarming.
No. Too sexy.
Let's see. Jeff Steele Flex 33, Superboy 10 from the new series. You read Superboy from the new 52?
I like that. You know, actually, one of my favorite covers, too, is Adventure Comics number 1, the reboot.
Yeah.
With Superboy flying up, and that one's so good.
Whatever happened to that? Don't they do, like, a title? It's like DC Comics Presents now, and Deadman was in the beginning. Is that mm-hmm. it? Adventure Comics?
No, it's DC Comics Presents.
Is that still a book?
Yeah. Huh. It's not. It might change to Adventure Comics, but I doubt it.
All right.
Anyway.
What a show.
That was a crazy show.
I apologize for not getting to my golden oldie. I just, all best intentions, something. I think
you're
that's
all apologies.
You make me this way.
You make me want to What?
We'll see everybody. We'll see everybody next week. Maybe
we
have time.
Sure, why not?
Halcyon.
Halcyon.
What are you reading?
Your mom.
Did we say it yet?
I'm reading your mom. No.
What are you reading?
No, I don't want to talk about it. I want to read something that comes out next week. I know I'm going to find something that I want to read more.
Yeah, but the whole thing is we want to tell people so they can be with it when we're talking about it. You're ruining it for all our people listening.
Hey, you ruined it already by not reading, and I ruined it too, but still, you ruined it more.
Does Man-Thing come out next week?
Yeah, I'm going to read Man-Thing.
All right, well, what about Justice League, the Bwahaha book? We'll tweet it.
We'll tweet what we're reading this week. Why don't we do that? People read tweets more than listen to us.
Nobody listens to you anymore.
Good night, folks.
Goodbye.